3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Fernandina Beach at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill sitting in today for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. It's always an honor and a pleasure for me to do so. Dr. Youngblood is away for the day and asked me if I would host the show, and of course, I was more than glad to do so. For those of you who have listened to Dr. Jean A. Youngblood on a regular basis, you know that periodically I do host a show for Dr. Youngblood, and you know my background. But for those of you who are new or who are just listening for the first time or in a while, a little bit about myself. I'm Mike Hill. I'm in the Pensacola, Florida area. I am a small business, a small business owner. I own an insurance and financial services agency. I've been doing that for 34 years. Prior to that, I was 10 years active duty Air Force after graduating from the Air Force Academy in 1980. From the years 2013 through 2020, I served in the Florida State House as a state representative, first in District 2, then in District 1. I'm a conservative, have been my entire life, and in particular during my political career, I was conservative, bringing together legislation such as the Heartbeat Bill and banning ballot harvesting in Florida. Well, we have an awful lot to go over today. You've heard all the items in the news, and it's going to be impossible for us to get to all of it in an hour, but we're going to be covering some topics. If you would like to join the conversation, either with a comment or with questions, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Let's Face the Issues is brought to you in part by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time also has a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, including Honda and Echo generators. Tools for a Time staff can answer all of your homeowner and professional and backup power equipment questions. They're located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, near the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the base of the gigantic 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flying 24/7. They can be reached online at toolsforatime.com. That's toolsforatime.com. Okay, first I want to, even though there are so many things we could talk about, including the House passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill to the Senate. They passed it, and they sent it on to the Senate, and utterly amazing, that process that we saw take place over the past week with the in over his head, totally inept Speaker Johnson. He gets rolled every single time because he doesn't know what he's doing. He has a very powerful and important position. He is number three in line to the presidency, and he does not have the political acumen or background to hold that position which he is occupying now. And that's evidenced by the way he gets rolled on every single important decision that is being made. Every single one. He has turned out to be part of the establishment. I don't think necessarily by his own will or volition, but because that is what he's being forced to do by the establishment. They know the game and he doesn't. But before we get to that, I came across a great article over the weekend that was written by Victor Davis Hanson, who in my mind is brilliant, one of the best commentators we have right now in the U.S. He, along with Mark Levin, are right up there with common sense, very excellent commentary on the issues that are facing us on a daily basis. And this was an article that he wrote. It's called 11 Ways Biden and His Handlers Are Hell-Bent on Destroying America. The path to civilization destruction should be very familiar by now to most Americans. And he has 11 ways. Here's way number one that he lists, and this is in no particular order, but he lists these 11 different ways that you could destroy the United States, destroying America. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Of course, it's so intentional of what they're doing. And then amazingly, the House was able to impeach Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas, for not doing his job, for actually going against what his job description says he is doing. And they were completely justified and valid in impeaching Mayorkas. Then it goes over to the Senate. According to our Constitution, during an impeachment, the Senate is required to hold a trial. Get that, ladies and gentlemen. They are required by the Constitution, which they said an oath to uphold, a solemn oath to uphold. They are required to hold a trial. Did the Democrats do it? No. Along party line votes, 51 to 49, they voted to not even have a trial. I mean, they went completely against their oath of office. And their oath of office is that they will support, protect, and defend the Constitution. They went completely against it. They just ignored it. They said, we're not going to hold a trial. But what is so amazing is that they get away with it. They do whatever they want. They break the rules and nothing seems to happen. But where's the outcry, the uproar coming from the Republicans? There is none. They just shrug, continue going about their way, walking around the Capitol, going to committee meetings, going to luncheons, going to dinners, you know, whatever, getting their paycheck. They don't do anything about it. And those who you do hear complain loudly about it, like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Chip Roy or some of the others, Mike Lee spoke out against it, they are considered radicals. They're considered far right. They're considered out of touch, when in fact they are the ones who are simply saying, let's do what our oath of office said we should do. Your reasonable expectation from the American people. Well, Victor Davis Hanson, who wrote this article on 11 ways Biden and his handlers are destroying America, he listed number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. allow over 10 million foreign nationals to enter unlawfully, have no audit of any, nullify all federal immigration laws, like Mayorkas did, let in toxic drugs that kill over 100,000 Americans a year, give free support to those millions who broke the law, and smear any objectors as racist and xenophobes. Utterly amazing. And now we have these blue cities, Chicago, New York, San Francisco, San Diego, and others, who are demanding now from the federal government tens of millions of dollars to host these illegal aliens. And of course they're going to get it from the Biden administration. And you can bet there are going to be more blue cities that are going to be demanding and asking for this money. But get this, there is also going to be mayors of red cities who are going to be demanding this money. Why? Because it is federal dollars, which means taxpayers' money from all over the U.S., and what these red city mayors are going to use as an excuse is, hey, that money belongs to us too. We can't just give it to all the Democrat cities, and we have the same problem here. Biden is flying these illegals into our cities, dumping them off, and it's costing us millions of dollars too. So they are going to also demand this money from the federal government, and you can bet they are going to get it. Which leads to the next portion of what Victor Davis Hanson says. Step number two, to destroy America. Number one was wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Number two, run up $35 trillion in national debt. And we saw it just over the weekend where the House passes another $95 billion foreign aid package. Here's what's so amazing. $95 billion. That's a lot of money. From you and me, we are the taxpayers. That's who they get that money from. The government doesn't have any money on its own. It's what they have taken from us, and they are giving that to foreign countries. Are they using that to help Americans at all? No. They are using it to give to foreign countries. And I would bet if there was a study done, and if you looked it up, you would see that every single nation on earth is receiving money from American taxpayers. From the poorest nations to the richest and all those in between, they are receiving some sort of money from American taxpayers, stealing from us blind. Can you imagine what our prosperity would look like if that money stayed here, if it stayed in our pockets so that we could use it the way we want, not how these politicians think that they should? So run up a $35 trillion national debt and keep adding $1 trillion to it each 100 days and defame anyone wishing to cut wild spending as cruel and inhumane. It is not cruel and inhumane to cut this irresponsible spending spree that we see that is going on in Congress by both Republicans and Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood on Let's Face the Issues. If you would like to call in and comment on or question what we're discussing today, the call-in number is 904-831-0917. We'll continue now with this article written by Victor Davis Hanson on 11 ways Biden and his handlers are destroying America. Number three, appease or subsidize, here we go, paying the money, enemies like Iran and China. Demonize allies like Israel. Allow terrorists to attack Americans without adequate response. See, Islam is either similar or superior to Christianity. Make amends to leftist governments for supposedly past toxic American international behavior. Follow the lead of international agencies like the UN, ICC, and WHO to atone for past American neo-colonial and imperialist behavior. Recede to second-tier international status, befitting American decline. Ladies and gentlemen, this is being done intentionally by the Democrats and by the Biden administration because they are globalists. And the way the globalists see things is that we must take America down a notch so that we can have a one-world government and not have this superpower that America actually is. Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. So that was number four in 11 ways Biden and his handlers are destroying America. Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. Ensure each identity group rivals the other for victimhood and the state spoils it confers. Reboot all political issues by race and sex oppressors and oppressed. Destroy all meritocratic standards of admission, retention, promotion, and accommodation. Number five, recalibrate violent crime is understandable. Cry of the heart expressions of social justice, utter nonsense. Ensure no bail and same-day release for arrested, repeated felons, violent felons. Empathize with the violent killer and rapist. Ignore their victims, especially if they are slain police officers. So Victor Davis Hanson is writing this article on 11 ways the Biden administration is destroying America. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border. Number two, run up $35 trillion in national debt. Number three, appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. Number four, in a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. And number five, recalibrate violent crime as understandable, cry of the heart expressions of social justice. Now I see we have a caller on the line. Derby, good to have you. What is your comment or question, please?
Okay, my comment concerning illegal aliens. They keep coming because there is no penalty for the illegal aliens to cross the border or for That's the right. country that allows that to happen, meaning mostly Mexico. We should also penalize those that aid and abet the illegal aliens. If we enforce the laws as they are today, nobody would be here illegally. We just punish the ones who break the law, including right. the Americans who aid and abet the illegal aliens.
Including the Americans. You're absolutely right, Derby. You know, we had a secure border. There was not this mass influx of illegal aliens even before we had a wall. Back in the 80s, 90s, turn of the century, we had a secure border and there wasn't a wall. But now, because of what we see the Democrats are doing, what we see the globalists are doing, we are now forced to spend the money to build the wall. But you're absolutely right, Derby.
Okay, and two more points. Concerning the military aid package to Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel, well, why couldn't we have voted on those aids separately?
Well, they did, Derby. They broke it into four different packages because they thought that that was going to be some sort of way of perhaps one not being passed. But it, as I say, Speaker Johnson got rolled again, breaking it up into four different packages, which he thought was brilliant, simply meant four different packages got passed. That's all it was. But in all that, nowhere was there a defense of our border.
Yeah.
They spent all this money to defend the borders of other nations, Ukraine, Taiwan, even Israel, which, by the way, I agree with, but they did not spend money for our own border. Utterly amazing.
And then Mike Johnson says we have to fight against the enemies, meaning China, Iran, and Russia. Well, I don't think that today Russia is our biggest enemy. Our biggest enemy today is the U.S. Congress.
That's right.
They are the ones hurting us.
You're absolutely right, Derby. It's not only the Congress, but Democrats in Congress and Republicans who sympathize and go along with them. Democrats have not, the Democrat Party has been taken over by radical communists. And we see it right before our eyes every day. And Republicans are going along with it. Why? Because they want to get reelected. Pure and simple. They have no regard for their oath of office or what it means to protect this nation. It's simply they want to continue their sorry political career.
And here's another topic concerning the trade, the balance of trade. Before NAFTA and 40 years ago, maybe 50, the U.S. had a positive balance of trade with almost the whole world. Today, I believe we have a negative balance of trade with almost everybody in the world, especially Latin America, China. And then, oh, we have to divest from China. Then we move doing business with Vietnam, which is another communist country. So
That's right.
We're still helping the enemy, the communist, so be strong, so they will be stronger and fight against us because we give them business. We buy their stuff. If we stop buying things from China, we wouldn't have a problem. And my last point, I think Trump should do like Javier Milei in Argentina. He closed agencies, departments, and he fired thousands and thousands of federal workers. Trump needs to do that and stop foreign aid to everybody.
Exactly, Derby. I agree. And, you know, the Biden administration is afraid he's going to do that. So just recently, they passed executive orders. They passed bureaucratic laws to make it very difficult to fire those career bureaucrats who make up those agencies, so that when they are fired, they will have an opportunity to challenge it, to take it to court, and so forth. But what I would do, I agree with you, Derby, if I were President Trump, is fire them anyway. Get out
there
of
you
here,
go.
You're gone. And if you want to take it to court, you go right ahead.
He should act like a dictator, like a good dictator, doing the right things for the benefit of the American people, not the federal workers.
That's right. That's right. And if you notice, Derby, when Milley did that in Argentina, when he fired all of those bureaucrats, did the country collapse? Did it
No.
go into turmoil and chaos? No. It continued to function without them, and Trump should use that as an example.
Very good. Okay, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Derby, thank you for calling in. Hearing from you. Okay, before Derby called in with some very excellent comments and thoughts, we were reading from an article by Victor Davis Hanson on 11 ways Biden and his handlers are destroying America. We have gone through the first five. Number one, wipe out a 2,000-mile border, run up $35 trillion in national debt, appease or subsidize enemies like Iran and China. They're actually doing that right now. In a multiracial democracy, redefine identity only as one's tribal affiliation. Recalibrate violent crime as understandable. Cry of the heart expressions of social justice. And then we continue now with number 6. Emasculate the military by using non-meritocratic standards of race, gender, and sexual orientation to determine promotion and commendation. Deliberately impugn as racist and insurrectionist the largest demographic in the military who in recent wars died at twice their numbers in the population so that they leave or never join the military. Encourage retired high officers to slander their commander-in-chief. Cut the defense budget. Stop producing sufficient weapons, but leave billions of dollars worth of arms to terrorists. That is exactly what the Democrats did. Ladies and gentlemen, I served in the military for 10 years. And this was back from 1980 to 1990. And I could tell you that I was proud to serve in the military after graduating from the Air Force Academy. And I always had respect for those officers who were higher ranking than me, because at the time, it was obvious that to get promoted, you had to know your job, you had to know what you were doing, you had to understand and protect your oath of office, and you put duty before self. That is not what is happening with our military today with Biden in charge. How many times have you seen, it started with Obama. When Obama came into office, he fired hundreds of high-level ranking military officers, generals, colonels, lieutenant colonels. He fired them if they had any sort of proclivity to being conservative, to not wanting to take on the leftist agenda. He fired them all. And what we saw in their places were those sorry generals like General Milley and others who created that debacle in Afghanistan, who did speak against their commander-in-chief, and should be, in my mind, Milley and others, who, even though he has retired, should be brought back and face a court-martial for treason. He should face a court-martial for dereliction of duty. He should face a court-martial for going against and slandering his commander-in-chief. That would be what true justice should be. Okay, let's go to the next one, number 7. Ways that Democrats are destroying America. Reinvent the justice system to indict, bankrupt, convict, jail, and eliminate political opponents. Use ballot removal, impeachment, civil suits, and state and federal indictments rather than elections to defeat an opponent. Mob the homes of non-compliant Supreme Court justices and attack them personally by name. We have seen that happen, ladies and gentlemen, with this Biden administration. It started with the Obama administration. Trump shocked the world when he defeated Hillary Clinton and stopped what they were doing. The Democrats then had to come back and cheat to put Biden in office. That's not just my opinion. That's based on fact that we have seen across many states. They cheated to put Biden in office. And because of that now, we are feeling the effects of that. They are continuing, this Biden administration, continuing what Obama did, the fundamental transformation of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike Hill on Let's Face the Issues. We'll continue at the top of the hour, after the top of the hour. Don't change that channel. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more